What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do. Hey, y'all. So tonight's episode is all about differences in beliefs, whether that be political, social issues, whatever the case is, just having a difference in beliefs of those people that you surround yourself with and how you can do that in a healthy way. And the experiences that Aaron and I have experienced just over the last couple of weeks, let me start off by saying this. In no way, shape, or form does Aaron or myself or the Friendship Frequency podcast back any political party, any social issue. We simply are just going to talk about how you can have a difference in beliefs with someone and it be totally fine, you guys. Like, you don't have to burn it down. So, yeah. That's what tonight's going to be about. Buckle up. It's going to be awesome. So let's get into it.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? I think let's start here. Let's start with the purpose of this episode. So a lot of people know that Aaron and I are close. We're really good friends. We do a lot of things together, not just the podcast, but outside of the podcast in our everyday lives. We share a community of friends, you know, hang out all the time. What people don't know is that Aaron and I have a lot of differences in beliefs, a lot of differences in how we look at things. And y'all, we still remain friends. Besties to this day.
imagine that. I didn't know that's possible.
Right? There's no blocking on social media. There's no sending hateful text messages. There's healthy.
There's no murder.
Yeah. Yet. No, I'm just kidding. you know, we have healthy conversations about it, and it comes from a place of, let me educate you on this issue, or let me educate you on why I feel the way that I feel, instead of this is the right way. This is how you should feel. Do you agree with that statement, Aaron?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think so too. So that is the purpose of the episode. Aaron and I have a lot of different beliefs on a lot of different things. But I also think that's one of the reasons why it makes our friendship as strong as it is. And it helps the other person grow, because you may see something in a different way that I see it, or vice versa. So obviously we just had the huge election, presidential election. There has been so many different, I mean, on the spectrum from yay, super excited, to oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I have come across every single type of person in the last couple of weeks that have completely different feelings about it from one end to the other. I personally am choosing love. That's where I'm going. I tend to live in the world of rainbows and butterflies, if I'm being 100% honest. And I choose love no matter what. And whether that means I agree with you or disagree with you or whatever the case is, I'm open enough to hear your stance on it. And if I don't agree with you, that's totally fine. I don't look at you any different. I just don't have that in me, but I still stand strong in my own beliefs. So what about you, Aaron? What about you for the last couple of weeks?
I mean, it's been crazy out there.
I agree.
It's sad because I saw this news article about a daughter who murdered her own father when she found out he voted for Trump. She killed him with a ice pick axe.
Bro, I what? I don't mean to laugh, you guys. That's so outrageous.
It's like, I mean, it's not the end of the world. Like, I don't know. I just think it's chaos and people need to slow down.
Yeah.
And, you know, check themselves on both sides, you know,
absolutely.
No matter who you voted for, it's just an insane world out there. It has been for the last, you know, 6 years, probably.
I would even go back maybe the last.
Yeah, maybe eight.
Yeah. 8 years. Yeah. It just is so, it's like it got so out of control and so, like, the cancel culture became a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't like what someone had to say or what they stood for or whatever the case, like, the cancel culture became a thing. Yeah. You know, like, freedom of speech became questionable. Like, right. just the craziest. And don't get me wrong, I believe that everybody has the right to freedom of speech or freedom of beliefs, all of that. And I think that every person should have the opportunity to stand up and say what they believe. And I think that that's it. Like, yeah. Nobody has to agree. Nobody has to disagree. It is what it is. As long as you are not physically harming someone else or not trying to push your beliefs onto someone else without them wanting you to, I guess it's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that we can't have differences and still be okay.
Yeah.
That's that rainbow butterfly mentality. Like, I 100% know that, you guys, for those that are watching and listening.
I think a lot of people live in a bubble, and the mainstream media is huge in making this division between people and instilling massive fear in people.
Yes.
And people just go insane over the stupidest stuff. And it's like, let me back up and say, not the stupidest stuff, but they feel like it's the end of the world to them.
Mm-hmm.
When something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I grew up, I didn't give two craps about politics. I didn't care who was president. I had a thought and belief that it didn't matter who I voted for. My vote didn't count. I stayed out of politics. And then as I got older, I kind of, you know, started paying attention and, you know, kind of went down pretty far down the rabbit hole and, you know, just, I would say the last 10 years, I've probably been more involved in paying attention mm-hmm. to what's going on in the world
mm-hmm.
and, you know, opening my eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of always lean kind of right in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you know, between red and blue.
Yep.
And
that's where I like to think I am.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people.
Probably more blue, but yeah.
Yeah.
I never worried about it, could care less, didn't think about it, none of that. Even when I was active duty in the military, like, at that point, it doesn't matter what you think. Let's be for real. You don't even have your own thoughts anymore. You can have your own thoughts, but you sure as hell can't say them out loud. Right. And your job, Jason and I literally say this daily. We signed a contract up to and willing to give our lives for this country, to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it's very hard to get out of that mentality. And him and I tend to think of the the collective greater good versus individually. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Like, we think about what's best for everyone, not just individuals.
Yeah, and I'm the same way. I think about what's best for the country rather than my own personal individual wants or needs or beliefs. So I think we're on the same page right there.
Yeah. I do think that's been difficult. I think that's been difficult. Even Jason and I have differences on what we believe in. You know, it still is, we can have a conversation about it and it's okay. At the end of the day, I will take care of my family and the people that I care about around me and will stand 10 toes down for whatever comes towards them or at us or whatever the case may be. I think you're 100% right when you say the media has created this just unnatural chaos, unbelievable amount of fear. And it's just like it snowballed over the last few years. I never really paid attention until COVID, if I'm being 100% honest. And then I remember telling Jason, like, is there a news channel that we can watch that's not either red or blue and that will just give you the straight facts? Like, I just want the straight truth. I don't care about any of that, but it's impossible. You cannot. And I'll be 100% honest. If I had to go and get like some real truth about something, I probably is, and don't come for me when I say this, y'all, I go to TikTok. Like, I'm not even joking. And God only knows whether that's true or not, but you get more from both sides. So you can kind of discern, but it's the media has such an influence on, and it's not just political. It's everything. Everything, you know, it's sad to, it makes me sad. And you and I talked about this right after the election. I just was really sad. And I could get emotional right now talking about it. Like, to see this much hate and discontent in the world, regardless of what side you're on, regardless of where you stand, the person next to you is not the enemy. And I think we forget that a lot.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, we
go.
The person next to us aren't the enemy. I mean, it's mainstream media. It's, I mean, I hate to say it, but you know, the government that pushed these agendas, you know, the, what Pledge of Allegiance says, you know, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah.
And we're all divided as a nation, as people. Yeah.
And that's for someone that has defended this country and drank the Kool-Aid. And listen, if shit hit the fan, I would lay down and do what I had to do without hesitation. I don't doubt that for a second. But it's really, it's very disheartening when you see some of the decisions that are made and you really have to question, like, what? How can, what? So, yeah, it, like I said, it just makes me sad and it makes me, you know, it pushes me to that place of choosing love even more because I feel like that's choosing love and understanding is, honest to God, I feel like the only way that this country is ever going to heal from all of this. And it's,
yeah, we need more love and compassion in the world, but at the same time, it's like, we can't lead by our feelings or our emotions. We have to live through reality.
Yeah.
And facts.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to get emotional and uptight about something that you hear, but it's like, if you stop and you sit back and analyze it, it's going to be a whole lot different.
Yeah. And that's hard. I'll be the first one to admit that it's difficult to do that because you do get so caught up in the emotions of it. You know, for me as a woman, and this is probably going to be one of those things that people are going to be like, wait a minute. When Roe v. Wade happened, I was caught up in the emotion for sure. For sure. And I had to really, you know, take a minute and kind of step back from it and really look at what was going on and what was being said and what actually took place before I could speak out loud about it. And instant anger. And it took a minute for me to come out of that. It took a minute. And if I let myself, I will definitely go there in a freaking second. You know, that's one of those things. And if I'm being 100% honest, I feel like those are the things that are being picked because they know, whoever they is, they know what kind of drama that will incite. You know what I mean? And I feel like that was definitely targeted. And there was more to that than any of us will probably ever know. But yeah, I have to separate myself from it because what happens is if I stay in it mentally, the wheels start turning and puts me in that place of just, just gross. Like it messes with my mental health and just puts me down that dark rabbit hole. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. So how do you feel like for you with everything that's gone on with your mental health, like how has it affected your mental health?
I meant I would say 4 years ago or I don't know, 2 years ago, I went down the rabbit hole looking at a lot of other sources besides mainstream media to find out facts and just got in a really dark place trying to save the world, trying to wake people up. And I lost a lot of friends over it. And so I had to reevaluate that and I managed to pull myself out of it. You know, I'm still aware of what's going on, but I don't focus on it and I'm not trying to change people's beliefs because people are going to believe what they want to believe. I look back at myself when, you know, people tried to tell me things when I was younger and I wasn't going to believe it. I had to learn it and experience it myself. So people are entitled to believe what they want. It is a free country. And so I like to be aware of stuff. And so currently I'm fine. Obviously, you know, no matter the outcome of the recent election, I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to affect my everyday life, no matter who's president. So, it's just how I choose to fall into that trap to, whether I want to let it bother me or not.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think it's interesting too, like, you know, from a cultural standpoint, how, you know, your culture can totally, like for me, a lot of my beliefs stem from my culture, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Hispanic for those of y'all that are not watching. I'm half Mexican and I'm half white. If we're being completely honest, not that I'm trying to hide that, but when you look at me, you cannot tell that I'm half white. My birth certificate actually says Caucasian. Now, when you look at me, you do not even think Caucasian whatsoever. A lot of people think that I'm Samoan or Islander or, you know, Pacific Islander, something like that, because of my build and stature. But I'm actually half Mexican and half white. Raised by my dad, my mom was in the picture, but as some of you already know from listening to previous episodes, was in the picture, but out of the picture because she was a drug addict, alcoholic. But I was raised in a little small town in Texas, where, listen, we were all broke. It didn't matter what color you were. Mm-hmm. We were all broke. We all took care of each other as a community. White, black, Asian, it didn't matter. Like, we all took care of each other. There were no color lines. There were no, you know, none of that mattered. We all kind of suffered together in this little trailer park that we grew up in. Like, it, you know, it was just a small little town in Texas, an oil town, and, you know, you took care of each other. There were no, so I wasn't raised with that cultural mentality of take care of your own culture type situation. Everybody was our family. And so it's interesting to me to see how different cultures react to different situations and, you know, where that belief stems from. So for you, how do you feel like your culture has played into all of this?
For me, I don't think it has. I mean, I have a personal belief that no matter what culture you have, you know, and I may get some hate for this, but I think everybody has the same opportunities to make it. Mm-hmm. We all had individual responsibility to make something of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in a poor family. My mom was on food stamps. Mm-hmm. My parents got divorced. My dad wasn't in the picture. And so I came from poverty. You know, I have the same choice as everybody else who came from poverty to do something with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have, you know, I've obviously been in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. I broke some law. I went to jail. So
Aaron's
I could have. Yeah. I could have stayed. I could have stayed in that path.
Yeah.
Of committing crime, drinking and drugging. But I chose to rise above that and do something with my life. You know, went to a, you know, community college, got a degree. I'm far from successful. I'm probably
lies
below like the middle class or whatever, just kind of on the low verge of middle class.
Well, that doesn't help that we're all broke right now. Like, let's be for real. So let's start there. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's broke. I mean, yeah. The cost of living is just insane. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think culturally, and I think too, like this goes back to the media, that it's like the media told certain cultures to believe certain things. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to my stance, is I think that everybody has the same opportunity in life. Some may have to work a little bit harder just because of their culture. But I think everybody has the opportunity to pull themselves out of that and make something of their life or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So
this would be one of the issues that Aaron and I have differences on, you guys. And listen, we're about to have a healthy conversation about it.
Bring it.
You know, I agree with Aaron to a point, but I do think that the color of your skin, I do think that there are people that prejudge you for that. You know, I have walked into a store on Rodeo Drive when I was stationed in California, and automatically been greeted by people and asked the question on what I was doing in there. There's been people in my own family that have made comments to me about the color of my skin because I don't look white. I didn't look white to hang out with the white girls, but I didn't speak enough Spanish and I wasn't Mexican enough to hang out with the Latino girls either. So it's, go ahead.
I'm sorry if you misunderstood that. I wasn't saying that like the color of the skin mattered. Like I acknowledge that people look at people differently with a different mm-hmm. skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more referring to you know, economic status of like,
oh yeah, being a,
that
see your skin look color at that, y'all.
Your skin color doesn't determine whether you're successful in life or right. whether you're a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm referring to. I just wanted to say that I wasn't yeah. referring to that there's not hate or discrimination against certain skin colors. Mm-hmm. I know that exists.
Mm-hmm. See, so. Look at that. That is a healthy conversation, y'all. Yeah. See that? See how that happened? It is. It's, you know, these are things I think, I don't know. And I'm like you, I probably will get some hate for this, but it is what it is. I feel like we've gotten away from having the ability to have the hard conversations because God forbid someone get offended or God forbid somebody say something incorrectly. But I am from the thought of if you don't have the hard conversations and you don't bring it out in the open, how are Amen. You ever going to learn? Right. Or how are you ever going to see it from a different perspective?
Amen.
You know what I mean?
And I think maybe the downfall started with participation trophies.
Oh, like for kids, like that you get a trophy just for participating. I mean, yeah. listen, y'all, anybody that knows me and knows my kids know that my kids are super competitive and super, we're super into sports and all of that. And we fall right in line with that. Like, right. that's, we have the same belief on that for sure. You know, it just is, there's just so many things that, I mean, listen, y'all, let's be for real. This episode could be forever if we wanted it to. I think the purpose I have behind it is it's okay to have different beliefs. It's okay to feel completely opposite from each other mm-hmm. and still be friends with that person or still have a relationship with that person. I've heard so many stories of people who just cut each other off because of difference in beliefs. And even in my own family, you know, there have been things that have happened or things that have been said and, you know, relationships were damaged. And it's sad. It's sad. The purpose of us talking about all of this, you guys, is not to sway anybody to feel a certain way or any of that. Like, just have the conversations and be open and truly listen and listen with the intent of understanding, not to prove the other person wrong.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I think you said it's the key point is understanding each other's viewpoint.
Yeah.
You know, see it from their side. Like, it's okay to have conversations. Just try leave emotions out of it.
Yeah.
And come from logic and reasoning. And I think a lot of logic and reasoning has gone away nowadays. You know, it's
You think it's because we're so used to like having conversations on a cell phone or a keyboard versus like yeah. having the in-person interaction? I don't know why I just thought about that, but that.
No.
Yeah.
I've always said the downfall of society's been when smartphones came about. They're not making us smarter, they're making us dumber. I can't remember phone numbers. Dude, I have to use GPS literally. To drive everywhere.
Listen, if I was to go to jail today, not that I want to, people. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if an emergency happened and I went to jail, there literally I know Jason's phone number and my mother-in-law's phone number. Like, it's what real. Do you do? Like, write it in Sharpie all over your body? Because you just carry a Sharpie with you all the time. Like,
right? I went to jail this last time. It was many years ago, but I remember one person's phone number. That was it.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
You can't take your phone into jail with you.
That's so, you know? I don't think people think about that either, no. Honestly. And I'll be the first to admit, like, my cell phone is, it's work, it's personal, it's everything. I have two cell phones, actually. I have one personal and one for work. And, like, my whole life is tied into that cell phone. A calendar, what I got going on, everything. Like, my bank, oh my God. Like, if you really sit and think about how much of your information is on that cell phone, holy crap.
It's crazy.
We're getting off subject. This is what we're doing. No, we really did not struggle, but we really did toss this idea around on whether we should even talk about this or not, because it's such a controversial subject and it's such a, it cancel
culture.
Yeah, exactly. And it incites so much emotion in so many people. You know, it's, but like I said, I think it has to be talked about. Mm-hmm. I think healing doesn't start until we start talking about it. And regardless of how you feel with the current political climate, like, how can you step out into the world and make the world a better place? Is the question that has to be asked. Yeah. How can you as an individual step out into the world and shine a light so that other people feel free to shine theirs too?
Like, I love that. There you go.
You know what I mean? And I get it. I understand that's the rainbows and butterflies, y'all, but that's just where I live at. Like, that's just where I live at. So
no, I think it's true. Like, you know me, and I've told it to you before. Like, whenever I'm in a place of distress in my life, it hasn't always been this way, but I go out and help another person.
Yep. How can I serve someone else today?
Not expect anything in return.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's how we all can get out there and make this world a better place. It doesn't matter who's president.
Yeah.
You know, although I'll definitely bitch whoever's president that I don't like, but at the same time,
facts.
You know, but yeah, it's, life is so much more peaceful and fulfilling when we can serve other people.
Yeah. And, you know, that being said, like, if you feel that strongly in your beliefs, whether it's political or social or whatever, get involved. Like, it's one thing to sit on the couch and bitch about everything that's taking place or not taking place wherever you land, and but not be involved. You know what I mean? So if you feel that strongly about it, get involved. Volunteer. Do whatever you need to do in your community. Like, I am sure there is probably an endless amount of resources that someone could volunteer at. I know I got on my personal cell phone, y'all. I can't even tell you how many freaking campaign stupid messages, and everyone delete and report as junk. Like, so, you know, somebody's got to be sending that. Just saying. But get involved. Figure out how you can help someone else. Or even more so than that, if it's that serious for you and you really want to be a part of it, how can you educate someone else? And when I say educate, I mean come from a place of speaking so that someone can understand you, not speaking to attack a certain person, party, political, whatever. You know what I mean? There is a difference. There is a time and a place and a way to do it so that you are understood and your intention comes through. So, yeah. How can you serve someone else in your own community? Literally, that's, I mean, if we start there, my God, we might heal before the, you know, before the next 4 years takes over. Right. What are some other, let's see, we talked about the impact of media. Dude, we could talk about that one for ever.
Forever.
Yeah. We talked about the role of culture. You know, there's so many different issues, or I don't even know how I would say it, political ideas and issues that sometimes, like, it's a lot to take in. And I think that's part of the reason why I don't get super, super into it, because there's so much. But I will say this, like, I think you have to be open enough and responsible enough to go do your own research. I don't think that by listening to some one person from whatever, either side, either way, I think you have to be responsible enough and willing to go do your own research and then make your own decision. Don't be swayed by the media, by the people around you, mm-hmm. whatever you hear or see from TV or whatever the case may be. Be responsible enough to go do your own research. And I wasn't for a long time. Like, I just took whatever people said to me at face value. And if I'm being 100% honest, it wasn't until Aaron and I became friends that I really started doing my own research and really started looking into stuff. Because here he is, and he knows all the political everything. And here I am, like, oh, rainbows and butterflies. So in order to have these conversations between us, you know, I really started paying attention and really started doing my own research so that I knew what I was standing on and knew that, you know, where my belief lied. So, you know, do your own research. Find out what you really, truly believe. Because I'm telling you, you would be shocked when you really go and do your own research. What you thought was the case may not actually be the case.
Facts.
So, and that's on both sides. I don't care where you stand.
Yeah, 100%.
So, what else we got, Aaron? I'm talking a lot. Your
that's
turn.
All good. You always do.
Dude, damn it.
I mean, I just, the hopes from doing this episode, you know, was just to get people to love each other and not, like, cut somebody off, whether it would be family or friends, because they voted for a certain political party versus another. You know, right now, social media is just insane with, you know, people, you know, saying you're not invited to the holidays because you voted a certain way, or you know, people have been longtime friends, like from grade school, they're in their 40s and they're ending friendships over because of who the person voted for. It's just insane.
Y'all, there's so many other things that we can get mad at people for. Like, right. It makes me sad.
Why don't we get mad about the cost of what we're all paying? It's affecting everybody.
Serious.
And food, gas, everything. We should be worrying about that rather than, you know, I don't know.
Like, it just, and that's the thing, right? Like, it's mind blowing. If the worst thing that someone says to you is that they believe something different than you do, then listen, you're doing really good. Like, if that's the worst thing someone has done to you, it could be way worse, you guys. Like, It just makes me so sad. It really makes me sad to see and to even be part of some of these situations where things have just been cut off because of different beliefs and different beliefs. Yeah, it makes me sad.
Crazy.
It makes me sad.
You know, I blame a lot of, like, the media, going back to that, because it's like, They know what triggers people. That's racism, abortion, LGBT rights, you know, climate change. All these things are the current, like, major dividers in today's society. And I don't know. It's really sad.
When the shit hits the fan, y'all, and this is real talk, like, when the shit hits the fan, number one, none of these political people are going to know who the hell you are. That's number one. Do you think they're going to go out of their way to save your life or your family's life? Number two.
Nor do they give a shit about you.
Yeah, that. Number two. If the shit hits the fan, you better pray to God you have a community of people around you that will help support you regardless of what you look like, what your skin color is, what your sexual orientation is. Who gives a shit? If shit hits the fan, I need everybody to have my back, just like I would have everybody else's back. Like, there's so many other things that we have to worry about. And this needs to, honest to God, be the last one. Like, worry about being a good person. Worry about loving the people that are around you. Worry about showing your kids how to love themselves so that you don't have to repair damage later on down the line. Like, who gives a shit about this? Yeah, it affects us. We all pay for it every day. Absolutely. Let's worry about that. I went grocery shopping today. I don't even want to tell y'all how much money I spent. And it's for a week for three people. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, does your neighbor next door, your elderly neighbor next door, do they have enough food to last through the rest of the week? Like, that is a real question, y'all. That is a real issue. Not who the fuck is the president. Who cares? Oh, God. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Let me breathe. Let me breathe.
I think it's been great, you know, and I think that's a great stopping point for this episode.
Y'all, choose love. No matter what, choose love. Choose to care about the people around you. Choose to care about the people in your community. That's the only way we're going to get out of this. That's the only way we'll survive this. Aaron and I are at completely opposite ends of the spectrum, but I would lay down and die for him if I had to. And he would for me. And I don't doubt that for a second. Love your people. If they're not your people, wish them well and love them anyway. And just keep asking yourself how you can step out into the world and help the world as an individual. How can you serve the world and make the world a better place today? So that's all I got, Aaron, before
I love it.
Freaking ball up in here. God.
It's all good. I love it. Thank you all for watching. It's been another amazing episode. Look out for us every Friday as we drop a new episode. Thanks. Peace.
Peace.
Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.